Today, I've got an interesting episode for you. We're going to be talking about how you can actually reduce your churn as a SaaS company by using short-form content to keep your customers. Now, this one's really interesting because it is very niched, as you know, and if you're here, then you're here for the right reason. I'm going to be breaking down exactly how short-form content can help benefit your SaaS company. Let's get right into it. The good news with short-form videos is that it can actually help you reduce churn. And many of you have never heard that before, or you just don't know why it's true. So today I'm going to be explaining why it's true, how it can help you, and why you should start creating content. So if you're tired of seeing your users drop off, this episode is literally for you. By the end of it, I'm going to be talking about how to use content to keep your customers hooked. And without further ado, let's get right into it. Okay, so let's first break down churn. Churn is when customers leave your product. And in SaaS, high churn kills growth. Now, I've never run a SaaS company before, but what I have done is helped multiple SaaS companies with content, and I've helped coach them with content as well. So here's the thing. What I've realized is that most customers churn because they don't really understand the SaaS product. Many times when I've talked to founders, they feel like there's a disconnect with the customers and the product and what it actually offers. And that's where short-form video comes in. So instead of doing long emails or blogs or really all these types of communication methods and posting methods that people used to use in the past, now you can really just create quick, engaging videos to communicate value super fast. So I'm going to be breaking down three specific video strategies that you can use to keep your customers as a SaaS company. So number one is when somebody signs up, you want to make sure that they get hooked immediately to your product. And what we've found and seen is that videos are extremely helpful here. A lot of the companies that we've helped use UGC videos to show people what the key features of the company are. And one way you can do this is by working with a UGC creator to actually use your product and record a video using your product. But the key is to make it super simple. It should be super seamless. People should understand it directly. And then you can use those videos to post on your social media or directly just put onto your website so people can see it as soon as they sign up. And this just makes people feel more confident and connected because they understand how to use the product. Number two is updating features every time. So let's say that you roll out a new feature. What you can do is create a super quick video showing how to use that feature. Once again, super, super simple, but what I would do is partner with a UGC creator and have them showcase that feature in a super simple video. One other idea here is that you can even run it as an ad, showcasing how cool that feature is. And the way you would do this is by keeping it super short, like I mentioned, under 30 seconds, have the creator showcase your product and make sure that they get to the point super fast. We found that the best ads that we've created get to the point as soon as possible and just have such a great hook so people are just hooked from the beginning. And a lot of people just don't have time to read long things, so they'd like to much rather just watch a quick video. And that's really where this comes in. You can even use these videos to post on your website to show these updates. And overall, just using UGC and short-form content is going to help you a lot here. And finally, number three is to create a series. Now, this is a well-repeated piece of advice that I give in almost every video. And I say this specifically for SaaS because most SaaS companies out there are either hesitant to create content or they just don't know how. So my biggest secret and piece of advice for you is to figure out what does my company do, which you obviously probably have figured out by now, and then seeing how you can actually use that to create content. So the thing I would think about is what do I do? And then what is the simplest way I can communicate that to someone? And then from there, how can I distill that and create some sort of series around it? So let's say, for example, that my SaaS tool helps people find products to sell via dropshipping. So what I can do is create a series of content where I showcase all the different times that I found the best products to use on dropshipping. And one person who does this really well is Tuzer on Instagram. His videos, he basically just says, in 30 seconds, I'm gonna find a winning product. And he creates this series where each video he does that, and it just does so well because people know what to expect. They come back for more, and it ties so well into his value proposition. So in the same way, if you did that, and then you have a SaaS tool that helps people, you can plug it in by the end of the video, and each series is gonna get so many content views that now people are going to be driving to that place that you're pushing them towards. So what I would focus on is how can you keep consistently creating series content around whatever your SaaS company is about, and then doing so in a way in which it gives a lot of value to people so that they can check out what it is. And then at the end of it, you do some sort of subtle call to action, or you can even plug in your company in the middle of the videos, or you can just give value to people so that you build trust. And what this will do, if you're wondering, is it'll just get people inclined to check out what you do. because they'll have so much trust in what you're giving them and the advice that you're giving them. And ultimately, people just want to know they can trust what you're putting out. So those are the three pieces of advice that I would give. And finally, what I'll say is reducing churn doesn't have to be hard. All you really need to do is create content to show people what you do, how you do it, and ultimately how they can continue using your product. And if you can do this in a really simple manner, I guarantee it's going to help a lot. So if you're a SaaS company, definitely start creating content. It's going to help you in the long term, and I'm sure you'll be satisfied.